Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, and a welcome to the show today. Well, we are excited. We have a very, very special guest for you today. Good morning, Coach Cassandra. Isn't that right?
Good morning. Yes, we have an exciting guest for you today, and I'm telling you, God has just blessed us just to get the cream of the crop to present to you and to help you along your path and let you see that if they can do it, if we can do it, you can do it too. So I hope that you are ready for a power-packed day with Power Coach Lalisa and Possibilities Coach Cassandra. We're so happy that you're joined us. Yay! So we get to do some breakthroughs together. We get to overcome barriers and obstacles. We're doing it together, y'all. We're doing it together. We're learning how to thrive and survive and be our best. And listen, if you fell down, if you're not doing so good, get back up again. Get back in line. And that's what's so awesome, that we don't have to feel like, you know, we're by ourselves. We don't have to feel like, you know, nobody cares. Well, Coach Lalisa and I are the dynamic duo, and we are here to pow, when it comes to negativity. So we want you to power up and kick it. Kick it. Kick what? We are kicking defeat to the curb. We're kicking disorganization or what do they call it, procrastination to the curb.
That's right.
To the curb. And what you did yesterday, that's yesterday. It's a brand new day, a completely clean slate. Oh, yeah, to start all over again. And if you're hanging around with people who are constantly putting you down, making you feel like, you know, you're not any better than, you know, something on the bottom of a shoe when you're walking around, listen, kick that to the curb. You tell them it's a new day, that God has forgotten about it, and so you won't forget about it, and you hope they will too. And if they won't, see ya. Don't want to be ya. Love ya, but got to go, baby. So you got to keep on pushing, get back up again, keep it going, keep it moving. So God can forgive us and say he doesn't even remember. How dare you allow someone to keep putting in your face that you did this and you used to do that. You tell them, that's what I used to do. Just like, you know, culturally, I used to wear a size 6 shoe, a size 6. Well, a size 6 won't do. You know, that's what I used to do. But now it's a brand new day with brand new possibilities, and we're going to speak to the potential that's down on the inside of you that needs to come rising up. Hallelujah, rise stuff and be more, do more. You know, the Bible says if you will acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. So we're directing you toward goodness. We're directing you toward greatness. And I'm telling you, with the speakers that we have, we are doing just that. And so we are so excited. I don't know if we're ready to bring our guests on just yet, Coach Walisa, but I do want to remind the guests that April 22nd, you need to be right here on this line, and we are going to be doing a webinar, oh yeah, just for you, on April 22nd. Then we're coming back the next week, 7 days later, with our teleshow, Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow, where we have power-packed speakers from all over the country that are coming here to help you be your best, do your best, and go to the next level. Now, we got it. We got it. You know, we got it going on. So this is the place to be. Tell your friends. Tell your mom and your daddy. Tell your sister and brother and them. Come on. Come on now. We are going to take you to the next level because we're going up. We're going to be like Nehemiah. We're not coming down, but you can come up with us. So we are ready to go forth and ready to just, oh, my God, face our world and be all that God has called us to be. I think I'm ready, Coach Walisa. I think I'm ready. So
I know
here we go.
You are ready, and people are lined up. The phone lights, the phones are jammed up. We are so glad you can make it today. Our special guest is absolutely with us. His phone line is open. And, you know, Coach Cassandra, why don't you just welcome him to the show? And, again, we thank all of our listeners for calling in. You are in for some treat today.
Yes, hello, hello. We want to welcome an awesome, awesome guest today, and his name is Reginald Foreman. Let's give a big round of applause. Yay! Hey, Reggie.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Awesome.
We are ready for you today. We have a man of God that I got the honor of meeting. Oh, I think probably 6 months ago, we were both at a play, and he was one of the vendors at the play. And a friend of mine that was with me, she absolutely spoke life into him. She saw the potential in this man of greatness, this man of honor that God is quickly rising to the forefront to be a force to be reckoned with. He is the CEO of Godly Image. Godly Image. I'm telling you, his designs are banging, baby. He's got it going on. And what I like about him, his heart is so big. He's so open. He tells the truth, even on himself. And, you know, that's because he just wants to keep it straight. You know what I'm saying? When you don't mind being all that God calls you to be, sometimes you will tell the truth, even on you, because you know that you want to be all that God is calling you to be. So yes. I'm telling you, he has some things that he has went through, that he has overcome, that he can give you an overcoming testimony to tell you if he did it, you can do it too. So while you're sitting there, we're going to get you up off that do-nothing couch, and we're going to bring you up and say, come on, come on, you can do it. There are gifts and talents down on the inside of you. This man of God is married to a beautiful wife. I've got to meet her, and maybe at another show we'll get to interview her. But anyway, we've got this magnanimous man of God who does awesome fashion designs for the kingdom and in the workplace, you know. And so we are so glad to have you. Reginald, I just want to read something that you wrote. Whenever people come on, I always like to see what's on their page, on their Facebook page, to see what they're all about. He says, we should never try to be an imitation of someone else or desire to have their gifts and talents. God has created all of us with talents and gifts. And then he says, if you can just stay in your own lane, God will grow your gifts and talents beyond human belief. And then he has on the very bottom, design for greatness. I love it, Reggie. I love it.
Thank you.
Tell us who you are, and welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Well, yes, I'm Reginald Foreman. I started in Chicago, Illinois. I was born in Chicago, Illinois, and raised from city to city, from Miami to Alabama, because my mother was unstable due to drugs. And I just grew up in a life where I didn't know that God was preparing me. My mother was suicidal. I seen her try to commit suicide a couple of times right in front of me. And I was moved, like I said, from house to house with my father. I would see my father. I had him in my life, but I didn't. I would see him in the summer and things of that such. And that was like, my life was like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. My father and stepmother were corporate America. My mother was a Dolphins cheerleader, a model. And my father himself was in business. We had GQ magazine. We had different businesses we were doing. So all this stuff that I'm doing now is funny. And that's why I tell people that God will show you a glimpse of your life when you're younger. And I ended up going to prison when I moved to Miami, Florida, because by the time the age I reached my father at 15, I had already thought I was grown. I had already had the depression and the psychology of no one cared about me because my mother was just so disgruntled in her life that I didn't understand either. So being bullied is another thing I go against. I was bullied a lot. I was a quiet student, but it pushed me more into the streets. I got into gangs. I got into fighting. I took karate. I took boxing. I wanted to be elite weapon. I wanted to hurt people because I was hurt. And that's why they said the saying, hurt people, hurt other people. And this process of getting caught up, I robbed the bank. I was running with the wrong crowd, trying to pay a mortgage for the house, and didn't know God. It was leading me to greatness with God. And as I got into prison, I was sentenced to a sentence of 9 years in state prison and 9.5 in federal for robbing a bank. And right before my eyes, I was just supposed to go to a federal prison, start my time, and come and do state. And they illegally sentenced me and said, no, you got to do your state first, then your fed. I ended up with 18 and a half years on my head at 20 years old. Never been caught. I've been in trouble before, never been caught. And my first time, I ended up with so much time. And this is what I said. This was after I got saved. I didn't find God in prison. I obeyed him. God had called me before. I remember getting ready to sell drugs with some friends of mine out of my house. And my friends were sitting at the couch, and the Bible was open on the table. And it picked the Bible up, and it says, if you build your house on sin, it will surely perish. And back then, I didn't know it was saying my temple, but I thought it was my house. So God had gave me many warnings. I read the book by Mary Kay Baxter, Divine Revelation of Hell, at 16. I just kept saying, oh, all right, God, when I get older, I'll come to you, not knowing that, you know, no man knows the day or hour. Anyway, when I got into prison, I remember my grandmother saying, just trust God, trust God. And I opened the Bible, was reading the Bible, and it came out that because I grew up being insecure about how I look, back in the days when I was growing up, dark skin wasn't really in. I'm a dark-skinned brother, and I was picked on. I had a lot of acne in my face. And then I wasn't the most sports person. I'm an artistic person. I write, draw. I played basketball, but I never had a chance to grow in it because I was moved from house to house. So I was always picked at for certain things. And when I read the scripture that it said I was created in God's image, it jumped off the page in my spirit that I'm godly image. I had tattoos on me with certain things that people said to me that I wouldn't make it. And it just, and that's what I tell people, if you close your eyes and just look at this, you're created in the matchless image of God. The capabilities of God is in you. So that's how godly image became. I started understanding and going more into God, fasting, praying. When I was in prison, I fasted for 21 days. And God's days were sun up to sundown. I did the 21 days of none but liquid. And at the end of the fast, God showed me Amos, that I was called to be a prophet. So I'm like, okay, but I don't have vision and dreams like I hear other prophets. And then when I begin to read upon it, that the prophet in Ephesians is one that encourages the church. You are to bring encouragement. And that's why I call myself an empowerment speaker. I know that people are great. I know it is to be suicidal. I know it is for a mother to abuse you. I know it is for people to say you're not attractive, you know. So I know what it is, and God brought birth out of me, godly image, letting people know that you are who you are in Christ. You are who you are because you're creating God's image. Now, I say to women, if you want to lose weight, you do it for you because you want to be healthy. But you should never do anything where you're pleasing someone else and then you don't know who you are. So like I said, the birthing of godly image was birthed into that. And Godly Image is a company that we do short films, we do fashion, writings. It's just empowering people to know who they are in Godly Image.
Awesome. Wow. Wow. What a testimony. My God. Woo, we are so grateful that you obeyed God, that you obeyed the call of God, that you decided, because everything we do is a decision in our lives. We decide to do the right thing. We decide to do the wrong thing. It's all about decisions. And I'm telling you, if you would decide to turn your heart to Jesus Christ, it will make all of the difference in your life. Now tell me this, Regina, when you decided or God let you know that it was time for you to start your own business, how did that happen? Because, you know, you really weren't doing fashion at one time, were you? How did that come? How did he speak to your spirit to let you know it was time to have your own business?
Well, I always had a gift for writing, and that's why I said that it started when I was in a younger age. I remember my stepmother telling me at 14 because, and my mother used to say this, I can't put you on punishment because I'll go in a room and start writing and drawing. I would go into my own world. I see a whole other universe. So I always was a writer. And even when in prison, I would do greeting cards or love cards for the inmates. I would write for them. So I remember my stepmother saying that you should do your own T-shirt and greeting card line. That was at 14. I said, okay, all right. Never, of course, at 14, I never got into it. But then when I came out of prison the first time, because, I didn't go into it, I was let out of prison for 3 years, and they came back and got me and said they made a mistake. So I was free up here from Miami to St. Louis, changed my life in the church, dating the pastor's daughter, and they came back and got me. But when I came out, it was the second time after they freed me, after I finally had defeated the time, ended up doing 8.5 years. When I came back out, I was looking at a rapper on TV, and he said, I want to thank my haters. And this is how it began. I wrote on a shirt, and I said, God bless my haters, because our haters can be our motivators. It's something like when Jesus said on the cross, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. So I started to use that negative energy to positive, that people that hate on me and say I won't make it, I will show them. And that first shirt became God Bless My Haters. So I started, and this is how I said God led it up to it, because I got a job at a screen printing place, and I was just helping her out, and she was talking about T-shirts. And I said, you know what, I got some T-shirt ideas. And that's also what I said. You cannot be scared to speak on what you want to do. You have to be bold sometimes and step up. So I just said, I got some ideas. She said, okay. And being that I was able to, because I was working there, she allowed me to create my own shirts. And that God Bless My Haters shirt was going everywhere. And then I made the God Made Me What Can Break Me. And that's just my testimony. And that went everywhere. So I started making the T-shirts, selling the T-shirts out of the back of my truck to barbershops and beauty salons, and just moving. But then, and this is what happened, resistance. I got into attack of finance. I didn't know what I was doing because it really wasn't a business then. It was something I say, well, okay, I can do this. I want to start making T-shirts. But I didn't have the business idea. I didn't go to school. I didn't start putting in the knowledge that I needed. And then after a hiatus of a year, I went away. I came back. I was like, God, I know after talking with God, I knew. I started studying on YouTube and line. I tell people, when you don't have the money to go to school or do something. I was in YouTube school. Anything that you need to know or desire to know, you can go on this computer and find your way through. And then when the computer broke down, I was in my second office, which I call the library. I'm at the library on the computer saying that I need a way out, and I know that God gave me a gift. So anyway, I went and got my business license, paid for it, and then after that, I was never using the Godly Image logo I'm doing or the front title. I was just putting words on it, and I would put Godly Image at the end. And then the Lord just showed me that birth out the business out of what your name is. And when I created the Godly Image logo, it just took off from there. I took the women's business school. I took a class, but most of it was I started going on YouTube school. And then the final thing was I said, okay, God, I've been making excuses, waiting on people to invest. People are not coming. I got income tax coming. I sat down with my wife, and I said, I'm going to take this $1,000 and take this serious. Because people come to me and say, you got a business card? Do you have a website? And I didn't have all of that. I wasn't professional enough. People can't reach you unless they're in your face. So I took the $1,000, created my website, got my business cards, and from there I started getting notoriety. I was on STL TV. I was on interviews on radio stations. Because I started operating in God's timing.
Wow. All I can say is wow, that is so fantastic that you have yielded to the process that God has for you, and that now you can be and encouragement. So what would you speak right now, man of God, to someone that has a dream, that has an idea, but they're frustrated, they're angry, they're discouraged, and just don't understand how, you know, they don't have any training or schooling, like you say? I mean, there's lots of folks out there like that. What would you speak to them, Mr. Encourager?
Well, my first thing I always tell people is make sure you have your why. You need a why what you're doing. And then your why is, man, I'm tired of poverty, or I want to help people, or I just know that this passion is coming, because you need a strong why when it gets hard. When you have that why inside of you, then, like I said, you can go to get books out of the library. You can go on YouTube. You can find out, okay, what is it that gives me passion and laughter? I would do this if it was for free. This is going around everywhere, but it's the truth. I create designs, right? I'm always posting on Facebook. I've been sending out inspirational texts on my phone for 5 years, and this has gotten me connected to people. Being truthful to what I do, and I'm a writer. So I get on YouTube, and I find out, well, who's doing what I'm doing? And you will find out what it is. So you build up that it's possible that you can do it. And then you always go back to, if God gave this to me, I'm creating this image, I am capable of taking this, bringing this to pass. So my main thing is I always say, what is your why? What is your why? What you doing, and what is your what? What is it that I'm doing this for? Then I always say after that, you need a vision board. You write down the things that you're trying to reach. I want to be in Macy's. I said I want Godly Image to be in Macy's. I've just got signed to a Coverings magazine deal where Macy's is their sponsor. I was so amazed at this. That sometimes you're amazed that you say this and you do it. But I put on the vision board. I want to see God. I know that I'm a couple of doors down from achieving what I prayed for. Then I have two stores that are looking at me. I said, I want to be in stores. I have a store in Detroit, another store here that's been looking at Godly Image Designs, because I put on the vision board and I spoke it daily. I'm always saying, God, I'm creating your image. You said I can do it to start moving. So the vision board. Then number three, everyone gets attacked with depression or fear or doubt. I always keep my mental and spiritual tank full. How do I do that? My aunt always says when her car is on half, she fills it up. She doesn't wait till it gets on E. And that's what I tell people. When you get attacked, you can't wait 2 or 3 days to start praying. You have to start encouraging yourself, putting on your music, calling your accountability partner. Immediately when that attack comes on you, you have to put up your wall and go back at it. Keep your spiritual tank full. And then my mental tank. I always watch success stories. This has helped me out so much when I found out that the James Fortunes and the Tyler Perrys and the Oprah Winfrey and the T.D. Jakes started from poverty, homelessness. They were scared. They gave up. Donald Trump was bankrupt. I find out that these people were going through just like me, and they persisted on. They lived determined. That's my other thing. They lived determined. So like I said, you need a why. Make sure you know why you're doing it. Don't do it because your aunt and your uncle's telling you, oh, you should do it this way, or you see somebody in the church doing it and you want to jump on, because that's not going to hold up in the dark times. Then the second time, you need something to see. When you walk in the house or walk in your basement, you look at that board and say, this is where I'm going. Remind yourself. Just put it on your bathroom mirror. I have something on there. I got a $50,000 check on my refrigerator. I know that this is going to be a sponsor, because every time I walk in, I see it and I'm claiming. I tap it. God, you're going to do this. I keep going. And then I keep my spiritual and mental tank full, because anything you're going to do great, you got to expect resistance. The enemy, haters, and even your doubt inside. Because if somebody in your family has never went to college or done something, you're going to not know that it's possible. So you need to be able to find stories that are like your stories to encourage yourself and say, well, hold up, this person was homeless? I'm not even homeless and they made it. So that's the three things that I always advise people.
Well, you know what you're saying is exactly right. Stories of people being homeless. I have experienced homelessness. Those people that have gone through that have been an encouragement. People like Tyler Perry, I remember reading his story in Ebony Magazine where he had to sleep in his couch, where sleep on someone's couch, where he had to sleep in his car. And I remember him saying what kept him going is that he kept going. So I've had to deal with depression, and depression is common. Don't feel like you're the only one. Everybody gets depressed sometime in their lives, just like you have a common cold. You know, you have colds from time to time, but you get over it, right? Just like you're going to get over depression. And what you have to do is every day get up and decide to keep it moving. And sometimes if I couldn't do anything but walk up and down the street, walking is good for you anyway. But what Tyler Perry said was he kept moving. He said, I would not let whatever was going around me, the spoke, I don't have anything, I'm not going to be anything. He said, I would shake it off, and I get going. He said, but it's coming. He said, if that voice in his head start talking, he'd shake it off and say, but I'm going to do better. I'm going to be better. So you have to decide that it's not going to stay. Maybe it came to visit, but baby, kick it. Kick it to the curb. Say, you got to go, brother. You got to go, sister. You're not sitting on me, depression. Got to go. You are vacating now. And sometimes, I don't know about you, when I hear those voices, that try to talk to me, and they try to talk to all of us, and says, you're not going to make it, blah, 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 blah. I say, shut up.
Amen.
Tell myself to shut up. I am not buying into that. Greater is coming. I'll get my Bible out. I'll start reading out loud. I'll find a prayer partner, whatever
that's
it
right,
takes.
That's
Don't
right.
let that thing sit on you. You can shake it off. Shake it
that's
off.
That's right.
Amen. You shake that thing off. Coach Elise is standing by. We do have a commercial, man of God, and so I'm going to let Coach Elise have it, and she is going to take us into that commercial. Hey, Coach.
Hi. Hey there. Good morning, and welcome. And I see that the phone lines are, I want to see, I'm not sure if this person is trying to call in with a comment or question, but before I go to the... Yes, let me see. I'm not sure because area code 678, did you have a comment or a question? Your phone line is open. Okay, so maybe not. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Yes, this is Kathy Howard. I was just calling in.
Okay, somehow, you know, I know that happened yesterday as well. No problem. I don't, maybe, you know, sometimes our cell phones, we hit that a number one key by accident. You can't hardly tell. Who knows? But guess what? It's all in a day's work. So getting back to our commercial, yes, and awesome listening to you, Mr. Reginald Foreman. Wow. Your message today is so powerful, a message of empowerment. That is, I'm telling you, I got a ton of comments that I would absolutely love to make about, you know, your journey into this life of empowerment. It seems like God is bringing a lot of people out into the forefront who he has put inside of them an empowerment ministry and an empowerment message. And it reminds me of the scripture that says, the harvest is plenty. It's the laborers that are few. And I know sometimes when we go to business school and we listen to the marketing pros and all the people who have us to talk about the way competition is and how we have to be, you know, one up on the competition. But if you take it back in the spirit realm, it's not the customers that are in few in number. It's actually the producers. The customers are plenty. They're being born every day. So I always say that to myself and remind myself that the harvest is plenty. There are so many people that need what you have, Reginald, that need that empowerment. And if you were in Miami, Florida, as I was, then I know you know exactly because I lived in Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know of a place down there called Overtown?
Oh, you're from Overtown?
Oh, no. Listen here, brother. Watch out now.
Now
you're about to make me hit you. Look, now you're about to make me cut you. No. But, no, I'm
yeah,
not
it's a
from
rough area.
Oh, is that rough or what?
Yeah.
That place will scare you.
I tell people all the time, they ask me, I said, we're not the Palm Beaches and the Welcome to Miami Will Smith. No, we're the First 48. That's where I was from, that type of Miami, that show that comes on First 48. We have
the
show the beaches and all that in the vacation, but you got to see the other part of it.
And what about Liberty City?
Yes, indeed. Even though I stayed in the South Side, which is Woodland Heights, I would always go up to the, they call it the Pork and Bean Project and Scotch Project, and hang there, the toughest area, because that's where I felt that I belonged.
Brother, we got to talk. Let me do this commercial and get back to you, because if you were in that place, I got to talk to you. So listen, let's listen to this awesome commercial of one of our supporters.
It's time to bring your vision to life. Serena Washington is owner and founder of Two Covenant Mogul and Project Create Your Success, a company that exposes how to make recurring income while you sleep. $300 will get you the individual plan and $500 for the family plan. Our vision books are for all occasions, including but not limited to memory lane, graduation, weddings, and children books. Project Create Your Success is a program that cares about your family security. Also, ask about our protection plan at 504-710-7359. Contact us today to get started. 504-710-7359. Or send an email to authorserenawashington@gmail.com. That's authorserenawashington@gmail.com. And remember, Project Create Your Success by Two Covenant Mogul.
Yes, Two Covenant Mogul is doing some big things, and Serena Washington is helping people get your story written. If you want to write a book about your story, about your life, about your family, your background, she is the person to contact. She specializes in this. She will coach you to help you see what you can be and the great things, and I tell you, it's just a spectacular show. I'm so glad that, you know, she's able to help support our show with her advertising, and you can also get your ad heard right here on All About Entrepreneurs. Our rates are very, very reasonable, so please contact Coach Cassandra or Coach Lalisa right on Facebook, and we'll work out a deal just for you. So back to, for those of you who just tuned in, because I know I've been letting people know on Facebook, you need to hear this wow, OMG, woo, all that rolled up in one. This guest we have today, Mr. Reginald Foreman, is with us. If you just tuned in, and for those of you who are listening, I definitely get ready for your questions, your comments. Don't forget, you know, you're going to hit your number one key, get the phone lines lit up, and we want to hear from you. But Mr. Reginald, back to you, and you have your awesome business, a godly image. Thank you so much for, you know, joining us this morning. It is an honor to meet you, to talk with you. You're a fashion designer. You're a man of God. You've seen a lot, and you've done a lot, and you're also an empowerment, motivational, inspirational speaker and preacher. You said you do plays. You do lots. So tell us, what's the one thing that you really, you know, would love to do, but you just haven't quite been able to get it done yet? What's the thing that you're pushing forward to get done?
Well, the main thing I'm trying to do is I want Godly Image Apparel to be accepted in the fashion world as a FUBU or a Sean John. I want it to be a faith fashion line. When people put the clothes on, it's not just, oh, that's a T-shirt. No, we're designing a fashion line that will empower people. Then I want to be able to open jobs for the youth. My thing is that I know what it is to be in the streets. There's a lot of youth, you tell them, pull their pants up, get right. Then we want to put them in job training classes, but they're not able to get jobs. So when I mentor to them, because I used to teach at the Dream Center, me and my wife were teaching, and I do mentoring projects on the side, I want them to be able to help them educate themselves. We know that, but spiritual, definitely, because God is almost, all my stuff is equated to God. I love education and stuff, but it's God. And then after I can tell them, all right, now I'm going to give you a job in Godly Image to see what you can do. So we want to be, I want to be able to raise and get Godly Image to a national format. So when people walk around in Godly Image Apparel, they're wearing them. They're not wearing somebody else's name, even though I created it, but you're creating God's image. And get it to a bigger level, like I said, in the May season, we get the Christian stars and everybody wearing it, which is, and bless God, it's on its way to that point to where people can say, we're proud to wear godly image, and then we're donating and putting money towards a good cause to help our youth and young adults, you know, better themselves. So that's what I'm trying to do, get it to a national platform.
Well, sounds like it's just a matter of time, because the Bible says we have not because we ask not. And so, and then we have to speak it into existence. And the whole world was created as God spoke. He said, let there be light. Let there be, you know, waters. And let there. So you, it's happening. You're speaking it. It's happening. And I'm just glad to watch it and see it. And, you know, Reginald, there's something about connections with God, you know.
God connects.
Talk about that for a minute. Like God connected Moses with Aaron. You know, God connects people. Talk about that for a minute.
That is one of the biggest things. Every season and step I've had, God has put someone in my life. I've tried to, and that's when I learned you don't have to pull, beg, or make someone be with you. God has a designed person that will open the door. I mean, from me sitting up, when I first got into it seriously, I met my friend Willie Moore Jr. of the Young Fly and Save Movement. And sitting up under that brother, I had to serve. I was like the bodyguard slash I've carried his coat, water bottle, so many other things. But learning what he was doing in business, what his movement was doing, I always give a lot of praise because this brother showed me how to be a world changer. I already had the ideas, but being up under that, I learned how to be a world changer, not just in my neighborhood, but you start one person at a time, but I went bigger. And then from that, I can use this testimony. Just last month, I was, because me and my wife right now, some attacks are coming, financial, as we're getting closer. Of course, the enemy is screaming louder. But I was looking in the mirror, and I almost started to complain. And God had to run it through my mind and said, I got a plan. I am becoming a fashion designer. I have not designed one garment. I've created my image, my logo, put it on clothing and used it, but I have signed a fashion label through connections. Once Miss Paulette of Covering's Magazine, who's been nominated as one of the top from Kenneth Cole Clothing, from Vogue Magazine, she's been doing it over 20, 30 years. And God showed me, when we had a magazine call, I was in there, these women were bringing in dresses, hats, everything they made. They had a whole rack of stuff they made, and I was sitting there, God, how did I get here? God said, because I had a plan. And she said, one thing about you, Reggie, people buy you, your story, and you do have a design. And she said, we'll definitely get you to nothing to create your own shirts and stuff, but you have an image and you have an idea and you're working with God. So what I say is connections. We were sitting in a Kinko's, me and my wife, the Covering's Magazine was sitting there. We looked at it so professional, like a Vogue magazine. And when we found out it was a Christian magazine, it was like, wow. Maybe we can get in, but when you open it up as high gowns and galas, and we looked at each other like, we don't know, no time soon, we're going to get in here, because I do urban wear. And the young lady that does this, happens to be that works there, does the graphics and stuff, said, man, your stuff is hot, I'm going to talk to her. We washed it away, was like, all right, cool. 2 weeks later, this lady called me on Monday morning, was like, Mr. Reginald Foreman, I threw a third party, I saw your stuff, and she said she wanted to give me a four-page layout. And I was like, wow, I was already ready to do flips. But then she said, we want to do more with you. I'm putting together designers to go from here to Paris to represent faith in God, and you're one of the top ones. I was like, what? Mm. Not even have made a design. So when I say God will put you in places where he can only get the glory, he's done it every step of the way from me.
Wow. You know, that is a, boy, you have, you're right, powerful story. And I saw that flyer where you're in that magazine. Very, very, very impressive. Now I have a question. Now that's you in the, that's you, yes, that's you stooping down, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's,
that's
your,
me and my
wife,
the one that we showed. Yeah. Oh, that's a whole nother story. I had to coach my wife because she's in corporate America behind the scenes. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Really? No, I was just saying, she's beautiful. I said, beautiful picture, yes. But go ahead, yes, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that I had to learn that some people have to, not trying to make people be me. I'm out in front talking to my wife, who's behind the scenes. She watches everything. She keeps an eye. But I told her, because there's another a part of our clothing line is the women's line. It's called Godly Diva. I'm plugging it right now. Godly Diva is the fashion, because when I got with my wife, I recognized I didn't grow up in Pentecostal church, but I was led to that after prison. And I've seen a lot of people, there's a lot, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't never go against, but everyone doesn't wear their skirt down to their dress down to their ankles and no makeup. My wife is a diva, but she's a woman of God. So God showed me that there's a lot of sisters out here that are divas, but they're the godly. So that's where Godly Diva came from. She's snapping, she's jazzy, but she loves the Lord. And I told her, I said, you're beside me. You need to represent the line. I built it after you. I want to be in it. Man, after we put her in that day, from Miss Paulette to the designers, everybody was like, yo, your wife is hot. Because she's all, they call her diva. She don't wear them. She owns two pair of tennis shoes. She wears heels all the time. So that's where Godly Diva come, and my wife was in it. And like I said, it boosted her so much, and now she's becoming a powerhouse right beside me in the fashion world.
Wow. Well, I could see that. She's beautiful. I saw the flyer. Awesome. Well, you tell her, me and her will have to get together and share some high heel stories, because I love my heels. At 58, people tell me all the time I shouldn't wear them, but I'm hooked. So I guess I'm a high heel diva. But you know what? I love the concept where you said at the corner of urban and classy. That's banging. I like that a lot.
Now, I have to denote that to Miss Paulette. She put that together, because urban and, yeah, that's her word, and she's a powerhouse with that.
Yes, and I'm looking at this picture here. This is nice. I see you got on your red, the godly image. That's a God idea, Reginald. That's a God
Lord,
idea.
Tell me about it. Yes, it is. Only him.
That's. I heard somebody say, you don't need a good idea. You just need a God idea.
Oh, hallelujah. You on point. That's what I'm trying to tell people. You're creating his image, and if you seek him, he will bring. He wants people to know that he did it. That's why he didn't allow me to sign these deals with these $20,000 investors. One guy kept telling me, his name is Dwight Stone, he kept telling me, God doesn't want nobody to get the glory for what you're doing. That's why you're going through so much. He's going to open the door step by step, and behold, that's what he's been doing. I mean, out of nowhere.
That's awesome. And, you know, Creflo Dollar, I always give him the credit for this, because this is where I first heard it. I heard Creflo Dollar say, God can give you one idea that'll make you rich by 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll never forget that.
Oh, wow, that's powerful.
He's a powerful man. Sure did. I heard him say that about, 10 years ago, as a matter of fact. 10 years ago, I heard him say that. God will give you. One day I was sitting at home watching TV, feeling broke, feeling like, you know, I was going to be broke the rest of my life, had been broke most of my life. And I heard, the TV was on, and all of a sudden he said that. I dropped everything I was doing, and I began to say, God, give me that one idea. And I don't need a good idea. I don't need a million ideas. God can give you one idea. He said it'll make you rich by 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And you know what else he showed me? That you take that one thing that God gave you, that you, like you said, that thing that brings your powerful why, and you work that thing like it's worth millions. That godly image, I mean, that is amazing. You are just, that's powerful. That's a guy.
I just want to share what happened. Tyler Perry said that I was watching him, because I had a problem at first. What I tell people, I was trying to do the talking, the clothes, the business cards, and even my first friend, like I said, William Moore Jr., told me, find you one thing and work it. And I heard him, but then Tyler Perry, somebody I really look up to, and I was watching his Inspirational Corner. He said, I have a problem with my friends. One day they're doing a bank. One day they're doing this business, one thing, they said they're all over the place. He said, I worked my first play until it was successful. He said, you can't spread your seeds all over the place. Work your power where you are until you have mastered that. And that's when it was like the fashion, and then the speaking goes with it, but the main thing was just like you said, work that one thing. And because people like to say, oh, different revenues come in, and that's true. Different revenues will bring it to more. That's why godly image is a many of things, but I had to master one thing, and I'm still mastering, not yet. And that's why I agree with you. He said that. He worked that one play, worked what he had to do until it made it to where it needed to be.
Yeah. A lot of people say that in a lot of ways because my pastor says all the time, you can't chase two rabbits. He used to
right.
say that.
Amen. Amen.
Time he said it, I felt like he was talking to me because I'm trying to chase five of them. And he was, but the point, I finally got it. It's not because nobody wants you to. The fact you won't catch any. If you're chasing two, you're not going to catch one.
Just literally look at that. If you physically are trying to catch two rabbits, it will run you all over the place.
You're not going to catch one. So
that's
you
right.
might as well stop trying. Chase two. Go on and chase the one, like you said, like you were quoting from Tyler. Go on and master that one. Because the other one will still be there. So that's pretty funny. My pastor would say that all the time. You can't chase two rabbits. And I finally had to accept that. Okay, God. But here's what I learned from it, too. You can't chase two at one time. It doesn't mean you can't have the dream to achieve
Indeed.
The two rabbits.
That's right. That's right.
You know, you can have mm-hmm. the dream to achieve 18 things, but you're going to only work on one at a time.
It's a season at a time. The door opens at the right season. And it's the hardest thing I had to learn that God showed me the godly image is a platform for people to hear my story. This is the main thing that he had to show me because
wow.
I had to be broken too because of pride. I found out I still had insecurity in me that I wanted people to know I made it. And that's why I'm so... That's like she said when she announced me, I'm a transparent. You can't transfer something to somebody that you don't have in you. So when I'm speaking to people, I can tell them, man, yeah, I was proud. I wanted to know I made it because I was still insecure because of how people looked at me. Family turned their back on me. God said, is it bringing me glory? Make sure. And he started moving everybody out the way. I wasn't getting no sales, wasn't nothing happening. He just put me flat, and I was back in his face. And I was like, okay, God, whatever you need and all that, it will come at the right time. The main thing is it giving me glory and that, what you're doing, I'm giving you a platform. So I don't want to be up there and find out Reggie had a scandal or I went bankrupt. I didn't want that to happen. That's why it seemed like it's been taking so long. And even my wife said, it's been 3 years. I said, but do you see what's happening point by point? He wants to make sure I'm ready for all this attention, for all this money. You have to be ready for success. He's preparing people for the blessing. And that's what I had to learn, that so many ideas are going to come because I'm open to God and I have my own gifts. But if I get them before time, like I said, inheritance and haste, you wouldn't give your 12 or 13-year-old daughter a brand-new red Corvette. So that's why people get the lottery. They're broke in 6 to 7 months later with millions of dollars. God has a way of preparing us for the desired place and the blessing. I just have to accept that. Oh, I see that part already that still needs to die, God. I see him. Because if not, he's going to destroy me, then I'm going to be back in your face begging and help. So that's why I just tell people when they ask me, taking too long is hard. I say, man, if I tell you how long it took to get godly, but the thing about it is ask God to show you what's going on. He will show you the things you do not know.
Yes, he will. You know, that's awesome. And you are certainly an awesome breath of fresh air, and young people listening in, people who have dreams to follow, people who God has placed a dream inside of you, that you have something to offer to this universe. You have a mark to leave, just like the young man is saying on here today. He's leaving his mark. He has a platform to tell his story. What a powerful story. So please, ask him some questions, give a comment, just hit your number one key. We're ready to open your phone lines. But until we do, we'll keep this show rolling. But just because we're rolling don't mean that we don't want to hear from you. You know, when you're on radio, it's not like television. Television, you can watch the other things that are happening on the set. And so there can be, a dead time or a lull. You can't do that with radio people. So while you are hitting your number one key, we have to keep the conversation going. And so we definitely want to congratulate, before we take your questions, but we wanted to congratulate MyCSN. Are you familiar with the Christian Social Network, Reginald?
No, I'm not. I was excited when I was hearing about that from you. I need to definitely check that out.
You absolutely do, because this man, Mr. David Knight, is doing big things in the Christian social media and network. He has a organization that's the Christian Facebook. It's like Facebook. It's very similar to Facebook.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes, and you have to create an account at mycsn.org.
CSN, I'm writing it down right now.
I'm going to play a little
mycsn.org.
Yeah, I'm going to play a little commercial. Come back, and we'll talk to you some more.
Welcome to a new and refreshing way for Christians to enjoy social media, the Christian Social Network. Our site has been developed with the purpose of connecting like-minded people in a safe environment. We're a Christian alternative to other websites. We offer a clean, family-oriented social network experience, Christian Social Network, building a social network to connect God's kingdom worldwide.
Yes, so they are on. You can connect with them. You can get your page set up. It's simple, easy. You can establish yourself there and just open up a whole new world, as we were talking before about the connections and how God connects us with people who are people who God has already put in place. They may feel like they've done something great. By connecting you, but it's all God's doing. So God makes sure no one can get the credit. But even he said, one man plants, another man waters, but only God adds the increase. So nobody can ever take credit for having done this, done that, because if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't do nothing. So we know, but we appreciate people. We celebrate people. I mean, you're doing big things. I can't wait to share. I'm here in the New Jersey area. Have you ever been to New Jersey, New York?
That's where my wife is from. She's from Brooklyn, and she's from Jersey. We're supposed to go visit soon. Okay. That's where she's from.
Awesome. Huh? Awesome.
Yes.
Well, please, when you come, I'm on Facebook. I should be your Facebook friend by now. When you come to New Jersey, please let us know. I've been living here now about 20-something years, but it would be great to. Yes, I go to New York all the time. Brooklyn.
What part of Jersey are you in?
I'm in the little town called Hillside, very close to Newark.
Newark.
Yeah, I'm in a little town, sort of Clark Gable town kind of town. Boca Raton type little town.
Okay, Boca Raton type. Okay.
Like that. But Newark, but I'm 5 minutes from Newark, and Newark is like Overtown. Not all of it, though. Not the people on the line from Newark, they're probably going to get me later, but there are parts of Newark. Newark has many sections. Part of Newark is like Boca Raton or you know, what's the other town I mentioned? Coral Gate, whatever, that one little nice ritzy town down there in Miami.
Okay. You know, I want to add right quick one thing about you said about connections, how me and my wife met, because people say she's from New York, you're from Miami, y'all met in St. Louis. My wife was transferred because Wells Fargo, you know, her banking sheet, they went out of business where she was, and they said, well, either you leave or transfer, and she moved to St. Louis. I came here, and I was working in a beauty supply store, and everybody's coming out, and the black guy behind the counter, the Koreans hired you, what are you doing in here, and stuff like that. But my wife walked in, and started laughing. I always had a thing for New York accent, and it went from there, and that's why she said, I came here to meet you. I can't believe this, now I'm ready to go. So, yeah, we met some two different cities right here in St. Louis. It's funny how you put that together.
Wow. Now, how long ago has that been? How long ago have you all been?
It's been 4 years. We've been married 3 years, but we met in 2010.
Wow. That's a, wow. What a, oh, that's so sweet. What a nice story. And what month is your anniversary?
We just celebrated March 25th.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, March 25th.
Oh, my God.
3 years.
You're kidding. My husband and I, we celebrated 24 years on March 24th.
Wow, that's close there. 24 years on the 24th. That's powerful.
Isn't that something? We have a similar story. He's born and raised here in Newark. I came from Ohio by way of Miami, and we met here in Newark. Wow. Isn't that something?
Oh, wow. Yeah, God. That's why I said my whole life is just about one of my favorite people. Who you say you liken yourself to someone in the Bible? I liken myself to Abraham. It's all been faith and design. Just God been just been putting things in place so I can always know I did this. I did this. I'm like, all right, Lord, I got you. And the way I met my wife, I was like, wow. And we both were tired of dating when we met people. Like, all right, we're done. And saying, Lord, this is not working. Just some things ain't working. And
we got to talk. We have similar backgrounds. My husband and I have a very similar situation. Both tired of, yes, wow, I can't, we got to meet for sure now. We got to meet. Your wife and you and my husband, we got to sit down and talk because this is too similar. So, yes, well, I'm glad you're on and you're sharing your powerful story and sharing your life with us so people can see that entertainers and designers and musicians and people, you know, are just regular everyday people, just like everyone else. You know, we really appreciate all that you're doing with the youth. And when you go out and you talk to the young people that are, we just had a scare at my community college where I now teach here in Jersey. They thought there was someone with a gun, and they had to, you know, the school was like, not like on a full lockdown like in some colleges, but there was a little scare. And one of my students was telling me how her and another friend locked themselves in the bathroom. They were scared to move. They were scared to death, she said, because they heard someone saying, get down, I got a gun. And even though the person, I don't think, had one, but of course, these days when you hear that, you don't take any chances. Well,
yes,
this
yes,
happened
indeed.
Last Wednesday. Yeah, it happened last Wednesday, but we're up here in Newark, and what do you say to these young people who are out here just totally lost? How do you reach them? Do you just go out there to them and speak to them? I mean, if you came to New Jersey, I could just walk you on so many streets where they're just standing out there all day long, and they're young. Some of them look young enough to be in grade school, and some, you know, certainly could. What should we be saying to these individuals who are just standing out there all day long, selling drugs, of course, and doing whatever else they're doing? But not all of them standing out there are selling drugs. Don't get me wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some of them are out there because they don't have anything else to do.
Right. And there you go. And the thing where I've gotten this from is I know from when I was an outcast and a thug and barber, when we teach. When we were at the Dream Center, this in the Ritty in the inner city of St. Louis, and all the kids that come through there be angry, be going through. A lot of them need love. And they know, just like telling a sinner or someone that's not saved over and over, they're going to hell. People know they're going to hell. But he said it's the goodness of God that causes men to repent. God has shown me so much more love, and love will draw people in. First they need love, then they need to know that they're able to. Nobody has told them that they're powerful, that they're created God's image, that they can be whatever. Ah, man, please, my mother over here shooting up. Well, I got to make this money because I got to feed myself. If they don't know who they are and they don't have love instead of, you know, punishment all the time, they won't change. One thing I've learned about bullying, because like I said, that's one of the things I'm against too. We want to help the people that are, the kids that are getting bullied because they're committing suicide. It's powerful. But I also want to reach the bullies. Why are they coming? Some of them being beat at home. They're being bullied by their parents or their big brother, and they come to school and act out. The father's not there. So we have to reach the bullies as well as the ones being bullied. And my thing is what I found out from being a youth teacher is Man, and I'm not. This is not a boast or brag. It's just a prayer. My pastor just told me today, man, because we left and we're at the Church of the Rock. But they were like, the kids really miss y'all. They loved us. I'm their friend. I'm their partner. But at the same time, they also respect, I would say, my street cred or whatever. Oh, okay, this OG, and he went to prison, and he did this. But I showed them love. I'm like, man, you, and I always show them, do you understand it? I show them stars, the movie stars that came from prison that make, like Charles S. Dutton, who did Manslaughter, that was on the show The Rock. I let them know that you can be whatever you want to sincerely, but you have to know that where you are does not predicate where you're going. So my thing is love and then empowering them to know that they can do it.
Well, and so do you also do speaking engagements at
prisons? Yeah, yeah. Well,
so
I haven't been to prisons yet, but I do speak. I just spoke at where I met the host of the show. I spoke at Osage Beach with Miss Robbie and Tim Norman from Sweetie Pie's the show. We were on the same docket for the reentry program. So I do speak, and anybody that's trying to reach me to speak, they can email me at godlyimageapparel@gmail.com or either gimage3, that's godlyimage3@gmail.com. So that's godlyimageapparel@gmail.com or gimage3@gmail.com. Or they can find me on Facebook at Reginald Woods. I'm singing, and I thank everybody who's giving me friend requests at Reginald Godly Image Foreman. And I'm redoing my website. I had all that up personal. What we have now is our shop GI on bigcartel.com, which is the fashion. So that's shop, S-H-O-P-G-I, .bigcartel.com. And that, there's the email there where you can email me. And I'm doing my personal. But like I said, Facebook is one of the easiest ways to find me.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's awesome. And so you you have your clothing line. You have been picked up. You know, obviously by, I'm sure, many producers who have movies coming out who are always looking for clothing for their actors, they should definitely probably contact you to get, you know, your clothing. Bishop T.D. Jakes is always doing movies.
That's where we're looking to go. You're right on it. That's where we're looking to head, right? And I'm talking to the team at the Fashion Magazine of getting to a certain particular person that's close to him. Devon Franklin, I'm definitely looking to do that.
Yep, and then there's director Joshua Coates out of Philadelphia. Definitely look him up and contact him.
Oh,
he's
Joshua
also a
Coates.
Yeah, Joshua Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S.
Okay.
He does godly movies. Director Joshua Coates. Definitely. Or I can, you know, send you a friend request to request him.
Please. Like you said, connections.
Absolutely.
I value the connections. I'm thanking you for even suggesting him.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And anyone else I can think of, Michael, definitely want to meet Michael Gray. Michael Gray is going to be one of our guests on our next Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow. And Michael Gray is the main number one assistant to Congressman Donald Payne, Jr. And because you definitely have a national and probably international ministry as well, mission with these young people. My God, I'm here in New Jersey. They need to know. And in my school, the junior college where I teach, Essex County College. I'm going to give that person once I get his name, because we now have a hip hop degree, hip hop. And as a matter of fact, they have a hip hop summit. They have a hip hop summit, like, soon. I don't. Know
I mean,
much
whatever,
about it.
Whatever you think that you have. I mean, you can email put it in that package for me. I look at all of it. Whatever you think that you have, like, man, this is for this young man, godly image, I'm open for it. I know that stuff is just coming to your mind. If you can put it down for me, I definitely appreciate it. Because you just said something as a confirmation again that definitely God has shown me global, because we've sold a shirt in Africa and France. And that was powerful for me. They have already ordered a shirt, godly image. And I was showing my wife, and I was like, it's not about the $17, $18. It's about that God is giving. He always gives you glimpses. And they were just, because I'm on Google Plus, which reaches you everywhere. And so many people are just following it like, wow, godly image. So thank you.
I know, and I want me a godly image. You know what I would like to have that's godly image? You know when ladies, some of us, because like I'm, you know, older, so anyway, I know that I say that like I'm older. But wait a minute. When we go to church, in my church, when we sit on the front pew, we have to have this scarf-like thing over our laps.
I understand. It's a lap scarf. Yes, I know it is.
I need, but I need a diva one, you know.
I have a, you know what, I'm going to plug Casey Star Triplett, who's been working with, she gave my wife one, she's here, she's a radio show host, she does lap scarves and everything, and she did one for my wife that calls, she does one for my wife, and it says Godly Image First Lady, so I definitely can connect with her and have it made especially for you.
And I wanted to say, I want Godly Diva on it, I mean Godly Image, whatever you said, Godly Image, I want that on it. And I can't wait to rock that in church. So anyway, that's going to be awesome. So I listen, this is a new connection. Thank you again, Coach Cassandra. Thank you for inviting this powerful person on. Those of you who are listening in, thank you for tuning in. If you have a question, you see I'm getting my questions and comments and orders in, y'all better light up this phone right now and talk to Mr. Reginald Foreman, the Godly Image fashion guru, fashion designer, motivator, inspirator, empowerment speaker and teacher. Oh, my God, you got young people, nephews, nieces. Oh, I can't. Oh, my goodness. Cincinnati, Ohio, that's another area. You need to contact whoever you can in Cincinnati. They have a very, very bad problem in Cincinnati, Ohio, with the problem. So with the people not knowing that they're loved out on the corners.
Right.
Cincinnati has got it bad. You need to be all over that city anyway. Call the mayor. Call the mayor of the city, and call the mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio, and say, y'all need me. Okay, y'all. They need you. You have a message for the masses of these people, and they need you at their next, whatever they have in Cincinnati. They have a lot of stuff, but they need you. You just, you know, put your proposal together and send it to them, and they'll get
right.
you.
That's what we're working on. My team is working on that now, getting it together for speaking engagements again.
Yeah, because you have a voice. You have a boldness that, you know, God has given you. And no one can take it. It's yours. It is you. It is all you. You will do it. You will be on those stages. You will be speaking at the whatever events they have, and they have a lot. They have the Black Family Reunion. They used to. Procter & Gamble. That's who you can definitely contact them and let them sponsor you coming in to talk to those youth there. I don't know anyone there. So it's not, I can't give you a name of a person, but I can give you the organization. It's Procter & Gamble. You have a team, let them contact, get them on board with you, because that city is, I'm from there. I have nieces and nephews there. That city's in trouble. And you are needed there to empower those youth. I can't do it. I tried. I'm like an old lady that's in college, whatever. They need to hear from you, a young person who has been down that road. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for saving you. I thank God for, you know, keeping your life. And for such a time as this, you're like the Esther. You're like the male Esther. You know, the people are dying out here on these streets. And you knew, Newark needs you. Newark keeps saying that they're sick of it. They're sick of it. They're sick of it. But, you know, they got to put the right voice in front of these people. And you have, you're uniquely fit. You're uniquely equipped to have the message for them because of the background that you have and where you are today and the awesome things. I'm excited. I'm just excited about where we're about to go. So we'll definitely connect off here. And anyone that's listening, if you have you know, a comment or a question that you would like to ask Mr. Reginald Foreman. If you have a church, we know people listening are actors and stars and entertainers. They have movie companies. They're movie producers on here. You know, Ms. Chris Yvette, she's a Hollywood executive producer, actor. She's out in Hollywood. We had her on a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
We have, yeah, she was on. We had Kathy Howard, has a movie studio and recording studio, and she's a playwright. She's probably on. Yeah, I know she's on. You heard her earlier. She's in Atlanta, Georgia. Mr. David Knight. Many, many people who are right on this line. Denise Jenkins up in Cleveland, Ohio. She's up there, member of the Word Church. Cleveland, I know they got issues. This whole country, you should be so busy that you should have to produce two or three more of you to handle all the, you know, Tennessee, everywhere, or New Jersey, other places. I know Chicago, and that you said you're from Chicago. This is where you were born.
Yeah,
I
left at the age of 12, then moved to Alabama for a couple of years, then I moved to Miami. So, yeah, I still got people up there, but I left a young preteen.
Mm. Chicago, what part? South side, north side?
Oh, yeah, I stayed all over. I stayed on the south side. I stayed in the project, the Henry Hornets. I stayed on Ogden, South Ogden Street, in the three stories. Yeah, I stayed all over.
Hmm. What about those projects where we saw the TV show Good Times and JJ?
Caprini Greens.
Oh, that's what
no,
that's
called?
No,
that's where Candyman. That's where Candyman was made. Those are torn down, or they're rebuilding them or something. But I think I forgot the name because I know it's been a while. I know they were doing some new reconstructions. I know they tore down the ones that I stayed across the street from, down from the Chicago Arena.
Mm. Wow. Well, I tell you, this has been, you know, a breath of fresh air listening to you and your journey. I'm so glad that you are, you know, out there with your fashions. I've been book. I know there's, you know, a woman here. She does a lot with fashion. We have different events, so we're definitely get you here. Some of my friends who work at the different prisons here. I used to work at a halfway house, so I still have some connections there. So I definitely will be figuring out a way to get you here.
Amen.
To speak at.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, I work at a halfway house. I still do prison reentry work. It's not my main work today, but my church has a prison ministry where, and I'm with the United Methodist Church, and we are all over the world with our prison ministry. And if you all have, so, but I definitely want to talk, we have a Department of Prison Reentry in the city of Newark. There's a man who is over that. So I'm definitely, can't think of his name right now, but I'll see them later next week sometime. And we will definitely be putting together. They had a big prison reentry event here one time. Do you know the guy who wrote the book Cooked, C-O-O-K-E-D? Do you
Mm-mm.
know of him?
Cooked? Mm-mm. What no, I don't know him.
I can't think of his name right now, but the book talks about how he went from cooking up cocaine
selling,
on the street.
Selling drugs to a top chef.
Yeah,
Yeah, I know of him. Yes, definitely. I know of him. I've used this story in my talking before when I talk to kids. I know of him. I didn't know his book was called Cooked. I just know his story.
Yeah, Jeff something. Yeah, he went from, and now he works.
Chef
he
Jeff,
was the head.
I think it's Jeff. Called Chef Jeff.
Yeah, something. Chef. He was the head of the Bellagio's in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Top executive.
Because I took culinary arts before I went into graphic design, and I found out I didn't love cooking. I believe whatever you go after, you should love it. I only like cooking, so I would be, oh, I got to do this to pay the bills, but I don't really want to be here every day. So that's when I was studying. I just knew, and I had came across the story, and people were suggesting them to me.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, powerful. Yeah, he comes to the big circle of sisters, and he had his big chef thing, and that's something else you can, you know, that. So there's so many things you can do. I'm excited for you. Now, what about, so you're also a graphic designer.
Oh, no, I'm not a full graphic designer. I said I, from my own skill set, design my logos, and I'm helping out. What Godly Image is doing also is branching out into a business that does a collaboration where I'll be marketing and distributing other people's designs. Like I have another brother that's an artist, and he wants me to put out his fashion, you know what I mean, through my streams. And then I have another brother that's doing it, and they know that I have a link to fashion. I do fashion. So it's also, Godly Image is also going to be plugging other people. I just learned from Tyler Perry. The reason that he's so successful financially is because he does all his stuff. He gets the check back to him. And I want to be able, like I said, with the kids and with other people, if you come through, we're making Godly Image a global thing. When you come through Godly Image and we train you in writing films or clothing, we can also put you out. And I want to plug, be on the lookout for my book, Don't Let Your Struggles Bully Your Dreams. That's the book I'm writing. Don't Let Your Struggle Bully Your Dreams.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. I'm not, like I said, I don't have a degree in fashion design. I just know how to, God has given me the gift to create mine, and somebody will say, well, I need to switch these around, and I'll go do it. But then I'll send it to a professional graphic designer that does it on Photoshop and all that. But I can create.
Wow.
You know, I have a vision for seeing stuff. That's what mine is.
Wow. You know, that is so, I just love, thank God for you. I just love you and your message, and I love each and every one of you. Coach Cassandra, love you for coming up with the most interesting people. I think Coach Cassandra should go into business to find interesting people. She should get paid for doing that. She has brought the most interesting people on this show, I tell you. And you're an entrepreneur, you know. And that was a God, you know, all about entrepreneurs. That was a God idea. I wouldn't be smart enough to come up with a name of a show, you know, called All About Entrepreneurs. And here God has brought all of these entrepreneurs like yourself, you know, like David Knight, like Kathy Howard, like Dr. Gerald Higginbotham, like Lori, our little Lori, I'm shocked that you don't have a question for our guest today. Lori, I am totally surprised that Lori is an awesome young woman who works with a lot of people here in New Jersey that I'm sure your story will help them. I know Robert's not on this morning. He probably had to jump off. He's a real estate agent that's always out there, you know, selling another house or showing another house. So Robert had to jump off right. We're supposed to end at 8, so we're kind of going over a little bit. A blog talk is giving us a little favor. We're actually over, you know, we're in overtime right now. But definitely we got a Bernita Ewing. You know, Bernita was in the play with Bishop T.D. Jakes and Bishop T.D. Jakes' movie, Black Nativity.
Oh, okay, yeah, we just saw that. Okay, and my wife a couple of months ago.
Okay. Do you know Bernita?
No, I don't. I have to remember her face and remember from the movie. I don't remember.
Yep, she's in the movie, and she's right now probably listening in, but she's probably doing other things, and she can't open up her phone line, but they're all listening. You have a lot of support out there. Definitely, Reginald, when we told them you were going to be on the show, a lot of people. We got somebody. I'm going to open their phone line right now.
I also want to say, while I'm on, let me say this. I'm always looking for sponsors also to help us, because once you start getting these demands, and I watch Carol's Daughters, who did the went on Oprah and did the fragrances and stuff, and then she brought in celebrities to help her handle the demand. I'm always looking for sponsors to help us get this out more and with capital to handle the demands of where we're going.
Awesome.
So anybody want to sponsor, we're looking for them.
Yep. Well, now we do have a caller. Area code 973. Tell us your name and what's your call and your comment or question.
Hi, Coach Lily. So this is Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
I know, Lori.
I'm from Jersey. No, I've just been absorbing, listening, and everything. So, yes, I'm inspired by Reginald's story. And, yes, a lot of people can relate. I can definitely relate because I feel like my gift is in writing. So I've been writing.
Awesome.
So, yes, I'm just like kind of, I take it day by day. I take it day by day because I'm trying to. It's funny that you said, Coach Lisa, trying to catch two rabbits because, like, I'm trying to do so many things at once, and I have so much unfinished task that it's.
Yes.
So I'm really, right now, I'm really frustrated and overwhelmed by everything that I want to do to get out of the situation that I am. I'm going to get out of the situation, but I'm hearing you're saying, okay, do one and then focus on the other. But I don't want to just do one. I want to write the book. I want to do the other thing. It's like so much. I want to finish read the other books. So, yes, and I just wrote how I was truly feeling. Like I wake up, you know, almost every morning to listen so I can start the day with positivity. You know, I fight to stay positive. It's really hard. It's really hard to stay positive. But I was just writing my true feelings. Like, I'm impatient. God wants me to be patient, but I'm very impatient. I'm impulsive. I'm frustrated because sometimes I hear from God. Sometimes I don't, you know. I want to quit
Let's let our guest, Reginald, let's let him address some of these topics that you brought up, some very good ones, before we're out of time. Lori, that's the only reason
Lori,
I stopped you. But
I want to ask you something, Lori. Do you have a private prayer? How long is your private prayer time with God? Not where you're praying and thinking about something else, a flyby in the morning, 15 minutes, but laid prostrate before him. How many times do you do that?
When
and you
I'm
listen
driving.
Back for his guidance. Okay, now we need to. I'm just for what I had to do because everything you're saying when it started getting rough me and my wife were heading toward divorce because the finances wasn't there I was starting for this job and if I sell this shirt if I get this investor I was looking for a way out and not listening for his way out. So I'm hearing a lot of like you said what you want to do and that's what it's going to keep being and even if it makes it for a minute it's not going to be longevity. So the main thing I've learned, especially you're a believer and follow God, you have to find time where you sacrifice for God and hear his voice. He guided toward me. He started lining the people up for the clothing line. I didn't see that at first. I was doing a T-shirt. I wanted to speak, do cards. I was doing everything, and I was getting nowhere, so many ideas and master of none. So I advise you get your main private time with God and say, look here, God. I mean, when I first started, I used to be cursing in prayer, mad because I was a street dude, and he always answered me because God meets you where you are. So I'm saying to you, okay, look, God, we need to find out. I need help me. And then, like you said, all the things that you said, I'll say, look, God, I got an attitude. I got a temper. I still want to fight. I would say that to him and not hide it, and then he would help me with it. Take everything to God. This is what I'm battling with, Lord. I'm impatient. You got to be serious about it. Like when he says, the prayer of the righteous, and you're launching out to the deep. So getting your prayer time, that's the first thing. Okay, God, we need to have it out. I need help. Let's just stop this because you're asking to come in. Then I know the second thing is you need to find out what is your main thing you want to do that gives you. Now, people ask me, I love fashion. I love to speak. But right now I'm doing both, but at the same time the fashion is leading to the speaking, and so to say. So that's one thing that really burns you that you need to write on a paper and say, no, this is it. It's going to jump out to you. I need to be doing this and work on it. First, you get that prayer time with God and let him strengthen you because you sound like you have so many awesome gifts. So if you have all these anxiety, fears, and all that's of the enemy. That's not of you and your God-created image. When you're operating your God-created image, it will flow. You will have ideas, but also you can't do that stuff without the Creator guiding you.
Yes, you're right. And I do vent to God, I do. It's just, I'm not sure when I hear a response, is my thoughts or it's his thoughts. I don't know if it's the Holy Spirit guiding me or it's me. Like, I'm just confused in that area. I'm trying,
okay.
I start the day with prayer. I talk to him. I vent to him. I tell him how I feel. I tell him I'm trying. But
have
I'm
you,
just
have
like,
you, have you
I
praised him?
Yes, I did. I did.
Okay.
I said thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I'm trying. I'm really trying. Maybe, but I don't
okay.
think I'm. I don't know what is it he wants me to do. I ask him, why am I here, God? What is my purpose?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
mm-hmm.
acknowledge him.
Wow, I was there. I understand to the fullest. And what I'm saying is, he will. I'm telling you from someone that was suicidal. I was sitting on the edge of the bed with a knife when I was at church, about to take my life years back. And I said, because I had to, you have to be broken of you so you can hear him. So, and I'm not saying that you're not, but a lot of times we're praying to God, but we still got a way out in our mind. We still got an idea. Now, when you empty yourself out, he will speak and confirm it. Because I got a God wink from, you know who Damon John is? Damon John is a FUBU?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh, well, FUBU, the creator of FUBU, he's on Shark Tank, he's a multimillionaire, everything. I tagged him in my photo of Godly Image Designs, and he inboxed me and said, nice. That was a God wink of, like, keep going, even though I knew what I'm called to do. But this man of this caliber who I watched took his time out to tell me my stuff was nice. So what I'm saying is God will nowhere in no way let you be confused, but we have to make sure we're trying to hear him. And he will confirm what he's telling you. You try it again, look, God. I need to be still. I need you to hear me clearly, because he's done it for me, and I had to learn from see other people pass wisdom down to me. So I know he'll do it for you. But if you're really busy, you can't hear it. He's already spoken to you. Please believe, because when I come to people and I talk to them, I'm like, what is it? And they start saying stuff, and I look at them, it's because there's so much going on. But they already have the answer once they start talking. He's spoken to you, and he'll confirm it. But I just keep saying, because you were like me, find a time to really sit still in your mind also, not just in your body, but in your mind. Stop what you're doing. Stop worrying about it. Look, God, I know you're going to speak, and you're going to show me. And if you trust him, there's no way, because he did it for me. I was about to take my life. So I know he'll do it for you. And the confusion right now is definitely of the enemy. I want to be able to Coach Lisa, is it all right to pray for her?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to pray for you strongly.
If she wants
and please. Hello?
As long as you, Lori, can
Lori,
you pray,
is
for
right
you?
To pray for you?
Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
And I want
right
you,
ahead.
If you want to get my email, go on Facebook. It's Reginald Godly Image. I definitely want to keep in contact with you, because I believe she spoke you up, then you called in. So I believe that's the divine connection. But my prayer is, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I honor and glorify and praise you, because you're so
yes.
magnificent and wise, God. You bring
yes.
people in the... You brought me out of something to help somebody else. This is so powerful. I ask forgiveness for any sins, anything, any doubt, anything that can hinder us from hitting the throne of grace. Right now, it's not about me, Lord. It's about Lori. I'm praying in the name of Jesus. She's in the position that I was sitting in, Lord God. And some days still do. I pray in the name of Jesus that her spirit and her mind be touched, that let her know she already knows she's awesome. She's great. She's creating your image. But, God, she needs a direct line of how to use her gifts at the right time. She needs peace and settlement in her spirit. Lord, I pray for her, Lord God, that when she will be still, in the midst of her sleep, if she needs to hear from you while she sleep, Lord, if that's
yes.
the only way to speak, may she hear you, Lord
yes.
God. I know that she's blessed. I know that she's on this phone, on this show for a mighty reason, Lord God. I speak it into
yes.
her that she be able to overcome, because you gave us power. There's no way that nothing can overtake her unless she allows it. So I pray in the name of Jesus that she hears you clearly and she acts immediately. If you say, move this to the side, move it to the side. If you say, go this way, she does it. I know that she's going to give us a great testimony. I'm believing in her. I'm touching the green. You say two or more together in the midst, that she will be blessed and she will become everything that you call her to do in your great will, for that she will be another blessing to somebody else.
God.
Glory is blessed and she's able to do what she's called to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Definitely get me on Facebook. And man, anytime you need to email me, I got a lot of what I call them is sisters. I call them little sisters in faith. God always is leading. I got a lot of people. I definitely, whatever I can do, pray for you. God, please get me on Facebook or email me.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
I believe what was said. You gotta you receive what was said, right, though, right?
Yes, I do.
You receive
I
it?
Do. I do
okay.
receive it.
You have to receive it. Oh, you'll be all right. Because I was there. You're going to be all right. Please believe you're going to be all right.
I receive it, and I believe. Thank you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. God, I just thank you right now, Father. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing here. We are witnessing miracles on this broadcast. And, you know, Lori, oh, my God, your awesome husband, your children, you know, Reginald Foreman, I thank God for you. You know, I thank God that a man of God that would just, you know, stop and pray. You know, just imagine, everyone, just imagine what all God has put inside of us. Oh, man, I'm just feeling, I mean, we've had altar calls right here in the morning on this show, you know. For anyone that has not, when the Holy Spirit shows up and, you know, the Word of God says where two or three are gathered in His name, He's in the midst, and, you know, we're to touch and agree is asking anything, it shall be done. And it's just so many powerful, you know, scriptures that we can stand on right now. And, you know, what the Word of God says, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. And
yes,
and the strengthening, oh, man, of God, when you were praying, oh, powerful, powerful, that was such a powerful prayer.
Let's go.
That I know about the Holy Spirit speaking through you, and that you even said that, God, even if you have to speak while she's asleep, oh God. Yes, Lord God, yes.
Yes, hallelujah, she's going to be all right. Yes, Lord, we're expecting an immediate answer. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hello?
Yes. No, just the Holy Spirit just moving through the app. That was such, that was like, you know, everyone, thank you for tuning in to All About Entrepreneurs. I mean, you know, I just so thank God that, you know, He has anointed this broadcast, this show, each and every listener, and, you know, there are people on, and Lori, you are such an awesome woman of God. Thank you for being obedient. I know you think you don't hear from the Lord sometimes, but that was the Holy Spirit that made you call in, because you didn't call in because I said,
yes,
you know,
that was definitely God.
Had nothing to do with me. God had unctioned you to do it, okay? And so if you can just think for a second what was going through your mind and your body when you made that, when you hit your number one key, that's Him.
Yes.
That's
awesome.
The same one that made you hit your number one key, that's the voice you need to listen to. That's the voice. To feel, if there's anything to feel, that's whatever you were feeling like at that moment, whatever you thought, whatever made you, that's it. You know, because He speaks in a still, small voice. What if it was a little voice that said, do it now, Lori. That's it. That's Him. And the more you listen and the more you pay attention, the better you'll get at trusting that this is Him speaking. The same voice that call in when you don't want to. Same voice that made you call in this morning, that's Him.
Because I usually take notes. I take notes while listening to the radio show, right? And then you know, while you and Reginald was talking, I was writing impatient, frustrated, impulsive, anxious. You know, I was just writing all these things that I was feeling, and I didn't know why. My God, I'm trying to wake up with a good day, and then I'm hearing, you're calling my name. I'm just like, out of all these people listening to the show, my name, and I'm like, God, I don't know what to say. I'm like, I'm not feeling in the best. I'm inspired, but, you know, I'm feeling negative right now. But, you know, it just was this tugging feeling, like this suppressed the number one key. So.
And do you know in those feelings, the most creativity has come out, the obedience that pushes when you get your breakthrough, that's when it comes. When you don't want to do it, when everything is changed, that's because the enemy is bringing this and pressing it to you, and on the other side is what he's trying to stop you from getting. That's why I know you're going to be all right, because the way it happened and you accept it, and then you don't have to accept those feelings. Like she said earlier, you can speak against those feelings. The opposite of what you're feeling, I'm at peace. I'm not frustrated. I'm at peace because it belongs to you. You're creating God's image, and you have the blood of Jesus in you. What you say belongs to you. That's like I said yesterday, fear can bring things to you just like faith. Job said, the thing I greatly feared has come upon me. Don't let nothing, what you want to happen is what you receive. It will. You have the power to do it, and God is behind you. Not that you won't go through. Yeah, we go through, but how long will you allow it to stay there? Because, man, coming from where I come from, the enemy hit me all the time, financial problem, this, that. I'm like, hold up, I'm a new creature. God called me to do so. Oh, I know what's going on. You're trying to stop me again. The devil is a lie. So then that's all it is. You have so much great things. It's just trying to stop you. You speak against that and claim. You know who you are. Please, you know who you are. Just look deep.
Amen. Amen. Well, ain't that something? God, you're awesome. Oh, I'm surprised they have let us go 35 minutes over. Well, see, that's the favor of God. God knew that we had to get to that point. And so because normally, you know, they will just cut you off right here on Blog Talk. Once you go over your time, you're not guaranteed any other time. So at 8 o'clock, they could have, any time after 8, they could have cut us off. But the Holy Spirit trained them.
Wow.
And certainly at 8:30, they could have cut us off, because definitely a whole half hour over, okay, yeah, right. That doesn't happen. So, and some of y'all have been on here long enough to know we have been cut off in midstream as we were talking. Bloop, that's it.
Wow.
But God let the prayer get out. He let the response get out. And I'm just in awe of how he moves. And I just so thank God for you, Reginald, coming on today and just opening up and just being that pure vessel, being an example of what you are representing, with the godly image. Like you said, all the things that God says we are. Like you said, we are peace. You know, we are victorious. We are triumphant. But we'll also be afflicted. The Word of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Oh, yes.
But
we'll
God
be tested indeed.
But God delivers us out of every one.
That's right. And that's what it says will happen. He says he delivers. So you can expect deliverance. It said it.
Come on now. Expect
Amen.
It. Look for it. Because he's going to do it. He's going to do it. It's not that he might do it.
That's right.
He says
no
temptation has taken man, such as that is common. But God will always provide a way of escape. See, you just got to look for the escape. Because there is a way.
He will show it.
The way is always.
And because Lori's a writer, everything she's been through, everything she's been through is going to be a great story. It's going to help somebody. That's all it is. Keep writing down your experience, your feelings, because you're going to remember when you were delivered. Somebody else is going to need to hear that. You're building a platform. And that's all it is. Keep writing it down. Tyler Perry is where he's at because he wrote down. He saw Oprah. He wrote down. I write down my stuff all the time. Writers are creating stories and worlds for other people.
Wow. Well, I know Lori. Lori's a writer, and, you know, God blessed her to come into my life. I have a story. I'm not much of a writer, but I've lived enough stories. And so I'm always appreciative when I get around writers, because I know God has a greater plan, how he, like we were talking earlier about how he connects us together. And writers, wow, I'm just like blown away by the show today. We got a great show tomorrow. We have a Kawan, we got a Andre DuBois coming Monday, Tina Pearl coming tomorrow. Next Tuesday, we got Kawan Fitch, another power pop. Oh, my God. Wait till you hear this one.
Wow, it's an awesome show.
OMG. Oh, Lord, every time I think about her story, Kawan Fitch, and the work she's doing with women on welfare and single mothers and women that have been violent, domestic violence, powerful. And then next Wednesday we got Hanif Russell. He's in New York City. He has a powerful business in New York City. He networks with a lot of great people over there. He's coming Wednesday of next week, next Thursday. We have someone coming, so we're lining people up to come and to so tell everyone you know, spread the word. All About Entrepreneurs is a show that you won't even believe what it's about. You tell them in your own words what it's about. We don't want to, because for some people they're coming for motivation, some are coming for inspiration, some are coming because they want to learn the steps to starting their business. People are coming for all kinds of reasons. So you invite people and tell them what you're getting out of the show. Again, we thank our sponsors, our supporters, Serena Washington and Two Covenant Mogul. Connect with them on Facebook and the Internet, Christian Social Network. Also, one of our sponsors, thank God for Christian Social Network, who carries a lot of our programs and our events. So definitely, please, everyone, we need you to tell everyone you know to set up their Christian Social Network page, take it to your church, have the church members set up pages. We are definitely trying to help him get to the 1 million status this year, a million or more status this year. So we got a long way to go. It's only April. We got a lot of time left. But we're campaigning. We got to tell everybody we know to get get their own page at MyMYCSN, C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, .org. Get your page. Start posting on your page. You can connect it with your Facebook page and post in both places. So it's really cool. It's really neat. And I don't know if you're like this, Mr. Reginald, but I love starting things out. I love new things that are small. And I don't know if it's because the scripture says despise not the small beginnings. I love small things. I do. I love to see things grow.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, I want to make sure whoever's left on here, be on the lookout for not just Sign the Coverings magazine. I also am going to be doing blogging and social network advertising, because Coverings Magazine is the essence, what Essence Magazine is to the African-American community, what Vogue Magazine has been to the faith and fashion. Coverings Magazine should be that dynamic power. I'm telling you, the house for fashion and beauty and tips. Coverings Magazine, you can check it out, coveringsmagazine.com. It'll be on my page. It's a powerful magazine. You've seen my pictures in it, but we're going to have, they're going to bookstores all over from here to L.A. and everything. So be on the lookout. I'm be partnering with them, help push Coverings Magazine, the faith and fashion community. It's fashion and faith. It's the voice of the fashion and faith community. Yes.
Awesome. Coverings Magazine, you heard it right here on All About Entrepreneurs. Well, I think we're absolutely out of time. Everyone,
okay.
Thank you. And thank you so much for our special guest staying with us this whole time. We'll be more connected with you, and we'll definitely get you back for part two to hear about some of the other exciting things you're doing, and definitely tune in anytime. Again, thank you for our callers calling in. Thank you for that powerful prayer that was specifically for Lori. But, you know, like God said, it's like water. It's like being over field and it flows on others. Anointing, it hit her, but I got some of that too. I hope that you got some of that too. Don't forget, our shows are in the archives. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/AAE show, and you can listen to this show later today. You can listen to any other show. You can get the link and pass it on. Pass it on. Don't keep this good. Spread. He said spread the word. Spread the word. We got to spread the message. Don't just hear it and walk away. Hear it and spread it. Let other people hear. Pass it on. We can share this good. And if you got something good out of the show today, pass it on. Share it. That's why we all love Twitter and Facebook and that, because you can just easily share something with someone and all your friends. Okay, you don't have to type their email address. Just share it on their page. Share this message today. You got young people, you got teenagers, you have old people, you have people coming out of jail, going in jail, right? You have people who are in juvenile and are just walking around, don't know what to do, confused, people with gifts and talents, and they're not sure how to use them. Tune in today and listen. You know, listen to this powerful young man, Mr. Reginald Foreman, and his powerful story, Godly Image, his company. And so definitely, definitely, Cassandra, Coach Cassandra, thank you so much for being an awesome host. Again, we thank God. We thank God because we can't do any of this without him. And I just love those instructions about finding that what kind of prayer life do we have. That was powerful, Mr. Reginald. It was so powerful. And how we talk to God and how much time and the quality of time that we're talking, not those drive-bys. You know, that prayer in the shower is great. That prayer as we're driving down the street, we know we pray anytime. But I love how you said just really take some time, lay prostrate, and then you talked about praise. You did a lot today. You did that. You educated, you preached, you prayed, you prophesied. Boy, oh boy, you are a man of many, many gifts and talents. And you also did some entrepreneurial training. So everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day. And again, Reginald, you're the greatest.
Well, glory to God for that one. But please, you know we'll be getting in contact. So I'm talking to you soon.
All right, everyone. That's it. The show is officially over. I know it took us a long time to get here, but we got here. And you know what? Late is better than never. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Moving, 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 moving.